Wednesday, 24-week Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 31 to chapter 13, verse 13. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not zealous, love is not pompous, it is not inflated, it is not rude, it does not seek its own interests, it is not quick-tempered, it does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will see. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect come, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things and present at present. We see indistinctly as in a mirror, but then fake to fake. At present, I know partially, then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain the three, but the greatest of these is love. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 31 to 35. Jesus said to the crowd, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came, neither eating food or drinking wine, and you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, here he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. the importance of charity. Love is the endless source of writers and poets. There are many marvelous works which resulted from the inspiration about love of God, nation, parents, spouses, and others. Chapter 13 of St. Paul's First Letter to the Corinthians is the wonderful analysis about love. In opposition, when people have no love, all things become senseless and even hellish. Example such an existentialist philosopher said, hell is other people. An analysis of today's readings shall help us to recognize the importance of love and to strive for it by practicing. Once we have that kind of love, we shall easily avoid many bad habits of scribes and Pharisees as Jesus rebuked them in today's gospel. Second analysis, the first reading, charity at above all. First point, the importance of charity. Knowing people have a tendency to find for themselves the best thing, St. Paul advised the Corinthians, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. But I shall show you a still more excellent way. This excellent way is the way of love, which St. Teresa of Jesus also ascertained. My vocation is to love. There are many words used for love, but St. Paul used the word charity, agape, to talk about love only in a Christian framework. He compared the importance of charity with some other important gifts. First, with the gift of speaking in tongues. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. Knowing tongues is one thing, but using that gift to benefit others is another thing. If one does not know how to use the gift of tongues to help others, he is not different from an empty can that makes senseless sound. Second, with the gift of prophecy, understanding, and faith, St. Paul said, and if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all the mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. A prophet is the one who speaks in God's place, to guide and to bring people back to God. There are some prophets who hated people to the point that they do not want their enemy to repent and to be saved. For example, the case of the prophet Jonah. A danger which we often see in the learned is pride. They think they are better and insult all other people. Many of the learned refuse to believe in God. Some people who have a strong faith think that everybody should have a strong faith like them and do all works they do. But they forgot that to have such a faith, they must have time and effort to overcome many of their shortcomings. Third, with charitable and heroic deeds, St. Paul said, "If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." Doing good deeds is not enough, but one must also have a good intention. There are some people who give all what they own to buy fame and honor, not because of loving others. There are some people who look for martyrdom to end their miserable life, not to be as a witness for God. Second point, the definition of charity. St. Paul defined charity as follows. First, charity is patient and kind. The Greeks have two participles for patient. First, to be patient is to wait for an opportunity. Secondly, to be patient with others. The participle makrotoumein, used by the New Testament authors, always implied the patience with people. St. John Chrysostom explained, "This participle is used for the one who was wrongly treated. Though he had power and chance to revenge, but did not do that. Instead, he wants his oppressor to recognize his wrongdoing by the good works he had done for him." Jesus also taught his disciples to have this patience to their love, doing good works for their enemy and praying for the persecuted, so that they can be perfect as their Heavenly Father is perfect. Such patience is not weak, but powerful, not failures, but the best way to conquer enemy. Many people yield this way to conquer their enemies, and none yield it more effectively than Jesus on the cross. Many Catholics who have strong faith and righteous life, but not enough to conquer the other for God because of their lack of love. They shall be easily taking side with the strong to suppress the weak. Second, charity is not jealousy, pompous, and prideful. People yield to say, there are only two kinds of people in the world, millionaire and one to be millionaire. There are two corresponding kinds of jealousy. Because of desiring other property and because of desiring them to lose what they are having. The first jealousy can be understood because of human nature. The second one is due to the devil temptation, wanting others to suffer for one's own satisfaction. For example, a student wants to get an A at a good student is normal. But if he also wants others to not to have an A at himself, it's abnormal. There are some people, when they have something which others do not have, they are so prideful, consider themselves at the center of the universe. They boast about it, so all people might know, make others to depend on them and despise of others. Scribes and Pharisees in the Gospel are the examples of this kind. Third, charity is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. In Greek, the word askemoneo has two meanings. First, an action opposite to moral standard at an immoral life. See 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 36. Second, an action opposite to social manner, such as improper manner, impolite or not according to social etiquette. See 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Saint Paul might want to view the second meaning. Some people say that there are two kinds of people in the world. One kind who only look for individual gain and always require to have their right. Another kind who only pay attention to their duty to contribute, to develop, to build up society and nation. One suggested, do not demand your nation to do something for you, but should ask yourself what you can do to build up your nation. Similarly, to build up right mythical body, the faithful should not ask what the church must do for them, but should ask themselves what they can do to build up the church. Fourth point. Charity is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. One is angry because he is not able to control his temper or lack of patience. Angry can seriously violate charity in words or in deeds. Charity is building up why angry can destroy all what one and others built up for a long time. The verb to brood over in Greek is the verb used in accounting logizetai. One must enter all information so that he will not forget. One of the art of living is learning to forget. But there are some who clearly remember all bad things which others did to them. There are some parents, when they corrected their children, they recount all of their children's sins from the past. To remember all of others' sins is the most effective way to kill oneself and others. Fifth point. Charity does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Many have an opposite tendency. They are happy when they hear bad things happen for those they do not like, and not happy when they see them to be prosperous and peace. When they read, hear, and see the news in mass media, If they do not see bad things happen, they conclude that the deal have nothing special. The Mexicans want the hurricane level 2 to be the hurricane level 5 so that they can make a profit by increasing the price on things which people need because they know hurricane had no effect on them. 6. Charity bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endures all things. The verb to bear is translated from the Greek verb stego, which comes from the noun stege, mean the roof. The verb is used for making a roof to protect people in the house from sun and rain. St. Paul might want to use this verb here to say that when people have charity, they can find all possible ways to protect others' shortcomings, not to let them be displayed for others to see. Believe all things has two dimensions. First, one believer in God who can do everything. Then one believer in others who tend to respect the truth, love the good, and protect all beautiful things. With such faith, one had a right to hope what you expect shall come and shall not be hesitant to sacrifice for others to live. And a farmer, the one who possesses charity, shall do all what he can do, working tirelessly under the sun and rain. Then he puts all of his trust in God, who shall give them a bountiful harvest. The third point. Why is charity important? St. Paul answered by comparing charity with other virtues about the lasting time, the perfection, and the absolute value. Then he concluded, love never fails. First, about the lasting time. The gift of prophecy is temporal. When God needs to correct people, he sells you prophets. But when what he wants is achieved, he no longer needs them. The gift of tongues is also ended at the prophecy. When people come to heaven, either all use one language, or all shall be given right to understand all languages. Second, about the understanding. If lawless, it will be brought to nothing, for we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. St. Paul used two images to illustrate the imperfection of the gift of understanding. Comparison between children and adult understanding. He said, when I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. Understanding in this world is imperfect, as children understanding. Once people come to live with God, their understanding shall be perfect at the adult understanding. Comparison the understanding to mirror and the truth. At present, we see indistinctly, as in a mirror. but then fake to fake. At present, I know back solely, then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. Third, about the perfection. So faith, hope, love remain the three, but the greatest of these is love. Faith is needed when one does not see God dead. When he saw God, faith is no longer needed. Hope is to expect what one does not have yet. When he attained heaven, hope is no longer needed. Only charity shall remain forever. When he loved, he continued to love. The intensity of love will be stronger, deeper, and more perfect. Second, the gospel. Jesus rebuked the habit of criticism. One of children says, if they live according to their immediate passion, when they want to eat, they eat. When they want to play, they play. They do not analyze to see if their desire is reasonable or not, until their parents prohibit them and teach them to live according to a schedule. If they are not disciplined by their parents, they shall continue with no habits, even when they are adults. Jesus likened scribes and Pharisees as the children, because they refused to live according to God's way, but stubbornly in their way. They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another, we play the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. Sin. Scribes and Pharisees took themselves at the standard to criticize others. They were not satisfied with anyone who lived different way with them. They criticized John the Baptist as possessed by a demon because he did not eat food nor drink wine like them. When Jesus came, he is also eating and drinking, and they said, look, he is a glutton and drunkard, a fan of tax collectors and sinners. However, God's plan does not depend on them, because there are still people who live according to God's wisdom. There are still people who heard John preaching. They forfeit their sinful way and return to God. These people shall be forceful witnesses for God's wisdom and plan. Scribes and Pharisees can cause obstacles, but are not unable to overcome God's wisdom. Application in life. Charity can be likened as blood in a body. Blood is needed for life, not only for a body, but all parts of a body. The part which blood is not able to reach shall be painful, and if it is not healed on time, it shall be dead. Similarly, charity is the cause for all human acts, and thanks to one love for God and others, he is ready to sacrifice and to suffer so that thy whole body might be healthy. Without love, all the work shall be delayed and gradually stop, and life shall make no sense. Saint Therese of the Infant Jesus observed and said, without love, the church shall no longer exist, and the martyr's blood shall run out. When lacking love, people become sullen, annoyed, and moody. They shall not be content with anything that happened, and always find a reason from others to criticize them. In opposition, when people are in love, they are easy to have compassion and to forgive all other shortcomings. Amen.